This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas gunmen from Gaza poured into Israel, killing and kidnapping and provoking a massive Israeli military response. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli leaders say their military operation has two goals: eradicating the Hamas Islamist group that has governed Gaza and returning all the Israeli captives. Israel says it targets militants and does all it can to minimize harm to non-combatants as it wages urban warfare against Hamas. But the scale of the killing in Gaza and the dire humanitarian situation has shocked world opinion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, at a cabinet meeting on Sunday, said he expected the war would take many more months, and the already harrowing death toll is only expected to climb.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Commemorations to mark 100 days since the start of the Israel-Gaza war were held across Israel on Sunday, with calls to release all hostages held in Gaza.
Let's figure this out already. It's enough. Let's bring them home. 100 days too many. Let's not get to 101.
John Poland, father of hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland, of the 240 hostages who were kidnapped on October 7th, more than 130 are still held captive in Gaza. The release of hostages has been an emotional issue within Israeli society, drawing outpouring of solidarity from all walks of life. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired another suspected intermediate ballistic missile toward the sea. The launch was the North's first this year and comes 2 months after it claimed to have tested engines for a new, harder-to-detect missile capable of striking distant U.S. targets.